Welcome to Help a Girl Out. I'm Rachel. I'm joined by my BFF Katie, as I say every single time. But this is a very exciting episode, not only because we are recording again for the first time in a hot minute, but also because Katie has some astonishing news to share with us. So we actually both have some really big life updates. Isn't that right, Katie?
Yes.
Yes.
And honestly, that's why we haven't been very good at recording. So we're really, really sorry.
Yeah. So everybody just forgive us while we got our ducks in a row. You know, I've been going through an eye bump and Katie has been pursuing her dream. So it's all casual. It's a level playing field. It's fine.
I feel
everything
like
bump
is an understatement.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I could bump just about everybody out of the water, but it is fine. It is fine. So obviously Katie can see me right now, but for the rest of you who don't have that honor, you should feel thankful and blessed because I am recovering from a situation, rapidly unfolding situation in my eye, where basically, I don't even know, it was like I had a cyst inside my eye, and it was quite frankly the most attractive thing that anyone has ever seen. So for those of you who missed it, Nick and I were supposed to get married in about a week's time. Actually, in exactly a week. Wow, okay, that just hit me. That's a little sad. So we were supposed to get married in a week. Katie was supposed to be there. It was supposed to be this whole big celebration. And that obviously did not happen because of the Australian travel ban and us not being allowed to leave, despite me not being Australian, but whatever, minor detail. But it all worked out in the end. Somebody was looking out for us because can you imagine wedding photos with a giant bump on my eye?
No. I really would hate that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, and when I had the option for surgery, they did tell me that I would have to wear an eye patch, which I was like, okay, in lockdown, that's okay. But if I had to wear that for my wedding, yeah, not ideal. Not ideal. So anyway, that's kind of what's been going on with me. I'll go into more details about the Calaisian of the century later. But it's time for Katie to kind of drop the bombshell on what the heck she's doing and why she is a little closer to me than before.
God, I love you.
I love you.
So yeah. I have moved to Japan, and this has been a really well, it's been an experience, but a really good one. So for those of you that don't know, living in Japan has been a goal of mine for maybe 2 years now. I've always known that I wanted to live in other countries, just like Rachel. But I was waiting for the right opportunity with teaching. So yeah, basically I've just been interviewing for a few months with a bunch of different international schools. And that had been kind of the direction I was going for at least 3 years. I mean, when I graduated college, I knew I wanted to teach abroad, but it's not recommended to jump and do that right away. They want you to have some experience in your home country. And like, I know a lot of teachers that think that they want to teach, and then in their first couple of years, even just like in the United States, they decide like, hey, maybe teaching isn't for me. So these international schools even more so are like, please don't figure out that you don't like teaching while in another country. So, and, you know, they want teachers with experience, since a lot of them, like a lot of the schools will have students that speak a different language. So there's that barrier. And yeah, so essentially, Japan was my number one country that I wanted to be living in. And it was looking kind of doubtful just because they're taking COVID very seriously, as should most countries. It's been kind of cool to compare it with how the U.S. has been handling things. Rachel just kind of winked. Her eyebrows furrowed. But
hey, we know my brows are sexy. Let's not even go there, okay?
Oh, yeah. She's got the pencil and everything. She will be up at 3 a.m. crawling on hands and knees to find her eyrow pencil. So she's
well, maybe if it just didn't give me a pen instead of my real eyebrow pencil.
But yeah, it was looking kind of doubtful. I was interviewing with schools all over. I remember, I think I was telling you, Rach, like, I was talking to schools in Colombia, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Spain, China, a lot in the Middle East.
There were so many. Yeah. Every day it was like another country.
And I tried to be really open-minded. And I almost like, I don't want to say almost took, but I was strongly considering a few, which led me to, obviously, I'm going to like look into these jobs and the cities that they're located in, and kind of the culture of the school, make sure it's something that's compatible with what I'm looking for. And for like reviewing schools, it's kind of hard when it comes to international ones, because it's not like as easy as if you just looked up like, you know, Minneapolis high schools or something like that. It's not going to pop up like that. So I started using this program called Glassdoor, which I'm sure some of you have heard of and some of you maybe not, but basically any company, business, school, whatever, is like reviewed there, and it can be reviewed by like employees, employers, customers, whatever it be. So that kind of inspired today's episode, because Glassdoor is amazing. If you're ever bored, I highly recommend just looking up places, because the information I got was beyond incredible. So one of the schools that I was strongly considering because of a few things was located in Chile, and I have, let's see, like 6 to 7 years of Spanish experience, and I really know that the only way for me to become like fluent is I need to be fully immersed and living somewhere and using Spanish 24/7. That's
I thought flashcards were useful.
I also love flashcards, and I love flashcard drinking games. So if anyone ever wants to study, I'm game. But I take it very seriously, so you've been warned. But this school in Chile, I'm not going to say which one, just because, you know, I don't want to bash anywhere that I don't know and haven't been. But I will say that the lady that I interviewed with was like the kindest, sweetest person I've ever met, and I really liked her. But that kind of goes into it. So I've been waiting to tell Rachel about this school and this job for ever.
All I know and heard is that there was the potential to be living near the beach.
Yes. Okay. So that was definitely a plus, is that the housing is literally on the beach. So like your apartment is right on the beach.
That's beautiful.
That alone, I was already like, okay, so we're talking about Chileans, so you know there's going to be like gorgeous people living there. And then it's warm, and I would love to go to South America. That's definitely like a bucket list for me. it's the city's located like on the coast, which I think would be really cool. Something I wasn't crazy about is that it's like a desert terrain, which I just lived in the desert, so I'm not too keen to live in the desert like back to back. I would definitely consider it in maybe like 5 or more years, but I need something different, you know? So here are some of the Glassdoor reviews.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Okay. It says, oh, actually, I'm going to share my screen so that you can see what I'm looking at. Mm. Because I want you to see the way it's written. Okay. Do you see?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It says, they gave them a 1 star. And it says, stay away if 0 stars were an option. And then that was March 17th of 2021. So very recent. And their pros were that they have good teachers, but the good apples eventually leave. Okay, so that's like the first one, and that's like the one on the top, right?
Okay, so that was like your first impression.
Yeah, then... okay, this might be where it starts. Oops, wrong way, sorry. Okay. This person, I'm pretty sure, gave a 1 star as well, because after you read it. So it says, they hogwash. The school may seem great during the interview process, but beware. They are far from it. The foreign interviewer may seem nice and say it's an amazing wonderland, but they are not. She will tell you lies to get you there. Stay away. And I'm not even kidding you. She was the nicest person. So I totally believe it, because after interviewing with her, I've never felt like so comfortable with an interviewer.
Was she Chilean?
No, she's from America.
Oh, but okay.
She's married to a man from Chile, and she's been living there for like 12 years.
Okay.
And it says, advice to management. There are great teachers. You abuse them. No compassion, no appreciation. The teachers on their own provide a great education, but that is not your focus. Why? That was the second part. Okay. So they said pros. Oh, okay. Now I understand. So this was pros. Good teachers, good apples eventually leave. They see the school for its true colors. Great parents. So those were all the pros. Cons. Terrible leadership and management. No collaboration. Lies to parents. Lies to staff. Focused on money, not education. No growth. No IB. No sustainable curriculum. So IB is like the main curriculum used by international schools. Like that's the goal, is to be part of IB. And it's an amazing curriculum. So the fact that this one isn't, and I believe they used to be, but now, like, they don't qualify, that's a huge red flag. Bad to local Chilean employees, bad to extranjeros. Administration does not address staff-related issues. That's what it was supposed to say. Labeled English school, but everything is Spanish. Impulsive plus ill thought out decisions, reactive, not proactive, teacher retention, lack of support, little to no benefits, only returning flight and small bonus at end of 2 years if you make it that far, unmaintained housing.
Okay, we know how I feel about living spaces. The last part doesn't sound good at all.
No, and then there was more. Let me go find. That's not okay. Even the best one. But
okay, yeah, have to be a verified employee? Like, how do you know for sure that these were employees? Or is it just you would think that people don't have enough time on their hands to leave a fake review?
I would agree with both, but let me share again. I found it. So this is like what the website looks like.
Okay, wow.
So I'm in the companies. There's 10 reviews, and then you can say, like, salary, interviewing process. So this school has a 2.5, and you'll see why. So I think the admin like comes through and does it on their own. Like, I think they leave positive reviews about the school.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
To
that
me,
makes sense.
this one sounds like a principal.
Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
But couldn't like a technically like if somebody was, say somebody had just interviewed and they didn't get the job, could they go on to Glassdoor and leave a review that wasn't true? Like it, because there's no real way to verify that they actually work there?
Yeah, I think someone did leave an interview like or a thing like that.
Okay.
So here, I'll show you them all. Okay, so this is one that I think sounds like a principal or someone, some type of administrator of their school wrote, because it says, one of the best schools in Chile. They gave them a 4 out of 5 and they recommend it. So you can hit that or you can hit not recommend. Pros. Working abroad presents many challenges, and this school is prepared to support its foreign staff with a disposition and availability unheard of at other institutions. The community of teachers is strong, and they openly share knowledge and collaborate to continue to improve their teaching and the school as a whole. There are fun community events throughout the year, and also special events for just teachers and staff to enjoy. The school also has a beautiful ocean view. Cons. Certain things are still being improved upon, and the school's experiencing growing pains. There's new construction, and more students are being added to classes, or entirely new classes are created each year. Communication is difficult at times due to language and cultural barriers, but there are many bilingual staff and administrators who are available to assist when needed. Okay, that one just sounded too cookie cutter like to me.
Yes, as a journalism major and copywriter and media manager, that is 100% written by the school.
Oh my
Like,
God,
just the flow is
totally. This one is
no.
new. I haven't, this one is literally from like last
Oh,
week.
the week. Oh my
Last
gosh.
week it says former employee more than 3 years, a sad school. Oh my God, this must be the guy that just left. This is the position they were hiring for.
A sad school.
Pros, respective intelligent students, majority of parents supportive, excellent caring local staff, cleaning staff are pleasant and helpful, breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean. Cons. Cold, indifferent, incompetent administrators, toxic work environment, unhappy foreign and local staff, very expensive, polluted city, no balance of work and social life, school housing rundown and dirty. So that's the apartments on the beach. Major apartment repairs are ignored. Raises are scarce. Saving is minimal if you want to travel. Senior administrator yells at the staff. Administrators publish personal data of staff. 5 different schedules for teachers in 5 months. Administrators completely unorganized in regards to academics. Administrators do not speak English. Zero communication with foreign staff. Oh my God, that is totally the guy that just left. Isn't that,
Wow.
yeah, it has to be.
So, did you do your interview and then you went and looked on Glassdoor and were like,
No,
or.
I actually saw it in advance.
Okay.
So I figured I would just see for myself too, but there's one that I call the warning.
The warning.
The warning, because it's pretty bad. And I mean, look at how many one stars there are. Some, like my last school that I worked at that I was not a fan of doesn't even have a one star. And it deserves a one star.
Wow.
This one, okay, listen, they said hiring and firing Chileans as if they were disposable people firing people after a school celebration. I've never experienced that in my life.
Oh, stop. That makes me feel really sad.
Isn't that so sad? So this is the one I was showing you, the stay away.
Oh, yeah, I like this one. This one No. That's what I would do because Nick says that when I tell Mystic not to do something, I say, no, and it's not effective, whatever. So that would be my review.
And this one, the pros were you live on the beach, ? Cons, literally any and everything else.
Wow, that person lasted less than a year.
Okay, look how long this one, and this one isn't even the notice.
Wow.
Like, so I went into it knowing, okay, this one is totally written by
someone. Current employee.
They gave it a 5 stars. One of the things the staff members are always paid on time. Like, that should be universal. Like, that's not a pro. That should just be what happens.
Yeah, like, that is what, ooh.
Okay, oh, I liked this one, too. A 1 star. It says, exploited and treated like untouchables. Pros, there's a vending machine where you can get a coffee. Oh. Cons, treated like you're there to slink off work.
Slink off work? I like that.
Wait, wow. Where did the warning go?
Maybe it got deleted somehow.
I know I have a screenshot of it, so give me one moment, because...
Wow.
This one, but nice. Where there was another one. Let me check. But yeah, go ahead and tell me what you think.
I need to take a deep breath, because this is just... I mean, I think reviews in general are a sticky situation.
Agreed.
Like, I did
want to interview, like, for myself just to see if I kind of, like, agreed with it. But after, so I had read about that the foreign recruiter was going to be this amazing, wonderful woman, and she totally was.
So, I think can totally see this being real. Like, I would not discount that people are saying this stuff about the school 100%. Like, it seems like, you know, that stuff is adding up. But I think more just in general, if I'm thinking about it, like, I can totally see how some people, not at this school necessarily, but some people in general would use Glassdoor the same way they use Google reviews, where they, for whatever reason, they have something against a business or a company or something, and they may, you know, exaggerate the truth
completely. And so what I was doing is I use a couple different programs for finding these international positions, and I just kept putting every school into here to see, and some don't have any reviews, but just to be comparing them, because I wanted to see, like, well, do any get 5 stars from real teachers, or do any of the other schools have a 1 star? And what's the schools that had the highest ratings completely, like, across the board, were almost all in China.
Wow.
Because they have really nice facilities. They pay, like, really, really well. And they're super focused on IB curriculum. So you're getting really good training for free, rather than having to, like, attend a workshop that you're not getting anything out of. You're actually getting really useful workshops and whatnot. But, I mean, you could look up anything. Like, I bet your job's even on here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, do I want to look up my old job? Because I would like to see what people said about the grocery store.
Oh, you want to see Rainbow? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. But no. Do... Okay. Yeah, do Rainbow. And see if it... Surely there would be some from before it closed. Right? People would have had this before it closed. Surely. Because I could leave a review. Okay.
It was an okay place to work.
Comments, okay.
Not that bad in general. I don't think they understood the... assignment.
the opportunity to provide information.
This person gave it a 1 star and they're from the cheese department.
Wow. Interesting. Wow. That is a lot of information. Basically, it's a co-op with each department made up of individuals who are primarily in that department, but it's not all a fair and equal setting.
Oh no. So they said that the employees that have worked there for years. This is so true though. This totally happens at these types of
employees. Oh, I'd end up working my original 8-hour shifts and then 2 more 8-hour shifts. So 2 16-hour days back to back with no overtime. So much for politically correct. This was by and large the absolute worst place I've ever worked, and I have purposely advised people not to shop there as an act of protest. Okay, so listen. Oh, I just tried scrolling as if it was on my screen. So that was a little harsh. I truthfully loved working at Rainbow. You'll probably have to type in it eventually became a cub. It's a cub now.
Oh.
I forget that it's a cub. It went through so many changes. I mean, listen, I would put on mine, I would put was an excellent place to work other than the time that a lady accused one of my cashiers of throwing a coupon book in her face. Because that was just a little awkward.
Extreme.
Well, yeah, listen, it's a dramatic location for everybody.
So I'm going to wait like maybe a year or two. Okay, so here's my dilemma. I would love to write one about my last job. Like, I can't even tell you how happy it would make me to actually sit down and document everything that happened because, wow, wow. Like, how is that school running? I don't even know. Like, we had an E. coli outbreak in our water my first year in our
school. I remember that.
We had to get shut down. We had an E. coli day. So, like, we didn't have work on Friday because of that. I've never heard of something like that in my life. Okay, I've heard of it, but, like, actually to experience that, to know that our water, which I'll tell you right now, I would never drink the water from the school. They had, what do you call those? Those big jugs, you know, where you press it.
Would the children drink the water?
Okay, so this is the sad thing. So do you know what I'm talking about, though? Like those filtered.
Where like the huge ones that big bodybuilding men take to the gym.
No, no, no. Like the ones that are, like, I don't want to say permanently there, but they're there.
And like Culligan.
Yes.
Okay, like Culligan. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So they had those in like the staff rooms.
Okay,
that's it. So they had it for staff because they knew none of us are about to drink the water. I kid you not, the water looked wrong. Like it looked gross. It smelled gross. It was awful. There's no, you couldn't.
Is this just like the location, or is it just the school? But is like water like that in other places? There,
I think it's the location, of that town because it's in like a really tiny town.
Well, if there's gators there, then what's the issue?
If there's what?
Gators. What's the issue?
What do you mean a gator?
Gators!
Oh, the club. Agreed. Okay.
The club. Sorry,
we're on the same page. I kept thinking like alligators, and I'm like, they don't live there, Rachel.
Listen, I know a thing or two. When I finally get there, I'm going to hit up gators really hard.
So, like, I want to write one so badly about how awful that school was. So the water was just so gross. And after the E. coli outbreak, you'd have a lot of students that would come to school and they'd say that they're thirsty. And I'd say like, okay, you can go get some water. And they go, I'm not allowed to drink that water. And rightly so. You shouldn't drink that water. You should never drink that water. But then they would bring waters to school, but it's hot there. Like, it's 100 and it's over 100 a lot of the time during the day. Honestly, other than, like, the winter months, because it's hot until November, and then it gets hot in March, April. So these poor kids would bring, like, two full-size water bottles, and they drink them because they have PE and they have recesses. So they're thirsty.
So what would you call yours? You know how the other ones all had a heading. Like, what would you call yours? Have you thought about this?
Okay, I like... Okay, in all caps, I'd say warning.
Warning.
And I feel like I should mention, I loved my coworkers. I had great administrators. The students were amazing. Like, there were a lot of things I liked about my job, but the school, mainly the district, is so backwards that they need to be gone. They need to be gone and completely replaced, and they need to come in with new ideas and inspiration and direction, because what it is right now is embarrassing, a huge disappointment. That could be heading to warning, yeah, hyphen, huge, a huge disappointment, because
that would be good.
They are I don't even know how to say it, like, completely abusing their authority and ruining lives in the process. And I don't mean just, like, the teachers. I mean the students and the parents, because their communication level is so misguided. And they literally told us to lie on report cards. So for the report cards, it's like a 1-2-3-4 system. And a 4 is above and beyond. So if, like, a 3 is what you should get, that's, like, on level. A 4 is you're higher than level. 2, you're almost on level, making some progress. 1, making no progress. So I was teaching fourth grade, and my first year I had 24 students. 14 of those students, mind you, fourth grade, came to me reading at a kindergarten level. Like, how that should be illegal. Like, in Minnesota, you would be held back, you would be retained, or you would be pulled out and given supports. There would be programs put in place, specialists to work with you, and that would be openly communicated to the parents so that they had a real understanding of where their child was at.
Yeah,
because how can they work on it and fix the problem, or I don't know, like, do anything if they are unaware of it? So I don't blame the parents at all. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart.
That's not a thing in California, correct? Being held back?
It exists. It's just not really used. So schools are afraid to do that, just like they're afraid to suspend, because if they do that, then their percentages, like, are really high for that. So...
Okay, I see.
They try not to do any of those things because they don't want to get a low score. Even though at my school, it's like, what else do you have to lose? You literally have, like, the worst test scores in all of California, which is truly saying something, because California is a monster-sized state.
Monster-sized. I like how that was your description. Monster-sized.
It's a huge state with so many schools. So to be one of the lowest performing really says something about the school. And I would say 80% of it wasn't the teachers. I really do think that some of the teachers were doing their best and trying. Unfortunately, there were some teachers there that were not and were scarring those kids. I mean, there was one who every time she got angry, she would throw the expo markers like a tantrum. She would spaz and, like, throw them, and, like, sometimes at the kids, or the eraser, like the whiteboard eraser. And it's like, are you kidding me? So my first year, one of the things that the kids said to me on, like, the third week of school was, I can't believe you haven't thrown anything yet. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, I can't believe you haven't gotten angry and thrown anything at us. I was like, has another teacher done that? They're like, yeah, Mrs. Blank. And I'm freaking out.
And you're coming from like goody two shoes Minnesota school.
Totally. And I had a real conversation with those kids because there were like specials teachers and other teachers that they still worked with that didn't treat them respectfully. And that would like yell at them or have tantrums, even like crying. Like, I'm sorry, you're at work. If you need a minute, step outside, get someone to watch your kids, but you cannot have a mental breakdown in front of them. Like, that is so unprofessional, not okay, and something that they should never witness. So I had a conversation with them and just said, like, if any teacher is ever disrespectful to you, raises their voice at you, speaks to you unkindly, makes you uncomfortable, if they do that, I was like, you need to tell your parents. No one should treat you that way, because it just made me sad. Like, they expect to get yelled at, and it's like, I don't appreciate being yelled at. Do you? No, then they shouldn't yell at you. There's never an excuse to yell at someone, ever. Like, that should never be the way that you react to something.
Wow. I mean, obviously we have Teacher of the Year over here, but
I'm really not.
But I mean, I think that is a testament to your dedication and everything to your job. But it's more than just like a job to you. But I think, yeah, I think it is really sad that people do that. Sorry, here comes my pupil. I think it's really sad that kids, like, especially those kids, and if they're not in a great, like, situation at home either, which you never really know exactly what's going on in their lives, and then they come to school and get yelled at, like, that's just, yeah, crazy. Like, I mean, it's just weird.
I had one boy, and he was dealing with a lot. His mom had passed away the year before, and he never knew his dad, so he lived with his grandma. And obviously, emotionally, behaviorally, is going through more than most adults have ever experienced. And he was known to have an attitude and, you know, to freak out about things. And for whatever reason, one of the specials teachers kept saying something to him, and he just like wasn't processing it. Like, I think he was just kind of like zoned out. And the teacher clapped in his face, like got up right next to him and went like that right in front of his face, like just clapped really loudly. And he freaked out, and he like scooted back really fast, and he hit his head on the piano. And I got so angry when I heard about it, because I was like, you're lucky. I mean, you're not lucky because he hurt his head and he moved because you scared him. But you're lucky that he reacted like that, because he is a kid that, when startled, might attack you. So I don't understand why you felt it was appropriate to clap in his face and to get his attention. Like, stop it. That's so disrespectful. I can't even imagine if someone walked up to me and clapped in my face to get my attention. And then when they see
an adult, I can imagine it wouldn't be pretty.
And when they see an adult do it, then they think, oh, that's normal, or that's okay. So then they repeat that behavior somewhere else in the world. And it's like, you can't be doing things like that. Do you hear that siren? That's what their sirens sound like here.
Wow.
Isn't it?
It sounds like wind chimes.
It's like gentle.
Wow, that's so interesting. I hope everyone's okay. What floor are you on?
The second.
Okay, you're on the second floor. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the second floor. So yeah, that's my little rant. But my dilemma is that I really want to like out that school, and at least on Glassdoor, I want to like go in on them. But they're my references for at least a few more years. So I feel like I need to, I need to play the game.
Yeah, you got to play the game, Katie. Honestly, I don't even know what I would do. I feel like the references are kind of important, so maybe hold off. But I don't know. I mean, we did share a place of employment. Maybe you could put that on Glassdoor. Just kidding. Listeners, if any of you have ever been on Glassdoor, whether you've left a review for an employer or you've checked it out while looking for a new job, please let us know. We want to hear your Glassdoor stories, the good, the bad, the ugly. So interesting nowadays that you can actually go on and find out all this stuff about places to work. And hopefully it'll help you
score your dream job down the road. But I mean, how could you have a dream job better than podcasting like us? Because this is pretty sweet, if I'm being honest. Maybe Help a Girl Out podcast will be on Glassdoor soon. No, I'm just kidding. All right, everyone. That's enough rambling from us today. We hope you enjoyed our episode on Glassdoor. As always, let us know if there's any way that you can help a girl out. And thank you so much for listening. We will be back with you very, very soon. We love and miss you all, and have a beautiful night. Thanks for listening. See you next time.